Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thanks so much for tonight in Freiburg. What a blessing to be here tonight. Speak, Lord. Heal. Deliver. Break every curse, every yoke of wickedness in this city. Let the name of Jesus be exalted. Let many be saved. Turn around the spiritual fortunes of this city. Bring a new life into the church. Turn people around, Lord. For you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Satan, I arrest your activities tonight. In the name of Jesus. I release the angels of the Lord. The blessings of God into the atmosphere. No one who attends this crusade will ever be the same again. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight marks the beginning of a turnaround in your life. Whenever Jesus comes into your life, you can expect something better than you have experienced in the past. Whatever burden you brought here, you are not taking it back home with
you.
When you go back home, the devil which used to torment you in the house will bow to you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. I want to thank first of all the pastors of Freiburg. Thank you very much for welcoming us to your wonderful city. We have been to many cities in South Africa. And I am sure this is one of the best cities in South Africa. Is this the best city in South Africa? Wow.
Amen.
Somebody was asking, how did we choose which city to come? And I believe God showed us the cities that he was blessing. This city is one of the blessed cities in South
Africa.
Amen.
Amen.
I also want to thank our executive mayor for coming to this program and speaking to all of us. Thank you for the respect and the honor you give to the church. May God give you wisdom and establish you. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I want to preach a very simple message to you. And it's entitled, Come Now, Let Us Reason Together. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse
18.
Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord.
Amen.
Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though your sin be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Wow.
Come now, let us reason together. Can you imagine God himself is saying, come and let us have a reasonable discussion. And God is not a fool, you know. Look at the whole world that he has created. The earth is so huge. When you look at the earth from the sky, from space, it is covered with a blue light.
How lebela lefatshe o le go godimo lefatshe le apesitswe ke le sedi le le pududu.
When the sky is clear,
ga loapi le apogile,
you see blue.
O bona bupududu.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All the other planets
me
red, brown, with fire and gases, explosions.
Me di me di lo se di go tshotlhetsa lo wapi di na le di gase tse di tuka molelo.
When you go to the next planet, which is Mars,
how ya go planet eng e latelang go tweng ke Mars,
see a different color,
e na le mmala o farologaneng.
Then you go to the next planet, Saturn,
o bo ya go e latelang go tweng ke Saturn,
you see fantastic rings.
O bona e dikadikilwe ke di ring tse di farologaneng tse di makatsang.
Recently, they sent a spaceship, like an aeroplane. It left the Earth, I think, in 1996. And it got there around 2005.
Se sengja na gato go ne go dirilwe sefofane se se yang go godimo dimo go dina le dintse di kgakala. Gato se tlogile mo lefatsheng ka 1996. Ke gone sene se tsena maloba ka 2005.
Yes. And started filming pictures. They could not believe what they were seeing. And when the spaceship continued further this way, it got to Jupiter. And Jupiter is 1,000 times bigger than Earth.
Me se go teng ke Jupiter sone ga tso se botona tona ba se kete go gaisa lefatshe.
And we have only one moon. It has 56 moons.
Rona rena le ngwedi nyana le yesi hela me Jupiter ga tena le 56 bongwedi ba le 56.
And when you go further,
me ga o ya go pele o tswelela
this way,
o tswelela teng kwa,
they got to Pluto. And they took pictures of the sun. And the sun had become so small, it was one of the stars.
Yes.
God Almighty made all these.
Fantastic.
And we are here on one little planet. And there are some people here who say that there is no God. Fantastic. But God doesn't mind them. The fool is the one who says there is no God.
The fool says there is no God.
So, how can a God who made the sun, which has become tiny, one of many stars in this whole earth, say to you, a little nobody in Freiburg, he says, come, let us have a discussion.
Go tla jang gore modimo yo motona tona gakana a gore wena o le mothunyana hela mo Freibekenyana a le mogolo jana ba gore re tlo ditle go tlotla nna le wena go tla jang.
How many want to have a discussion with God?
I knew
you would like to have a discussion with God.
Yeah.
One day, a man was working on a construction high building like this. And he slipped from up there and fell to the ground. When he fell, they thought he was dead. But he wasn't dead. And they called his pastor. He was taken to the hospital. And he was in a coma for some days.
Hey. Hey.
And his pastor went to the hospital and prayed for him. After, he woke up. Everybody was surprised. And he became well. One day he came to church. And he said he has a testimony. And he came to the front. And he said, I was at the top and I fell down.
And
when I fell on the ground, I died. And he said he went to heaven. He said heaven is very nice. He said nobody wants to come back, even if you have a wife or children. You say, let them manage.
Are ga gona laele motho ope yo tlaeng ko le godimong bo go tabwe abe abatla go bola gana le mosadi yo montle le bana ba bantle.
So when he saw Jesus,
irile ga bona Jesu,
he was so happy he held Jesus.
Ona itumetse thata a mo,
I am so happy to be here.
Ke itumetse go nna mo.
And Jesus said, I'm sorry.
Jesu are askies,
you have to go back.
O tshwanetse wa boela ko morago.
No!
Naya!
I'm not going back!
Why?
Why should I go back? Jesus said, come. Jesus took him.
Jesus
to a curtain.
Amuisa ko gartene.
And pull the curtain back. And there, he had the pastor's voice from the hospital. The pastor was explaining to God why he cannot die. He said, look at what your pastor is saying. He said, your pastor is not allowing you to die. Yeah. And the pastor was explaining, he said, Lord, this man is very important to me.
He's
one of the main supporters of this ministry.
And
he explained to God about the man's tithes that he was paying in the church. And how it was unreasonable for God to remove him at this particular time. He was reasoning with God. And Jesus showed the man, you see your pastor? He is reasoning with me. Why I cannot let you die today. That is why you must pray. Because God is real. Jesus is real. And tonight, he is saying, come and let us reason.
together.
Just like that pastor was doing. Now, we have to discuss the future. I want you to think about the future. Amen.
Amen.
Are you thinking about the future? What future are you thinking about? Where you marry? How you will live happily ever after? With your lover? Hey! But I want you to think more. What about in 70 years from now? Have you discussed or thought where will you be? In 70 years, all these pastors here, including the mayor and all, will not be on this earth. Yeah. Add 70 to your age. And where are you now? Some of you will be 121. Have you thought about it? I'm reasoning with you. You see, you must be wiser than chickens that are in the KFC farm.
One
day there were a lot of chickens in a big farm. And every day the farmer would come and give them water and food. And the chickens were very happy. One day the farmer brought a vet to bring even medicine for the
chicken.
And the chickens were discussing among themselves that they have never seen such a kind farmer before. And one day, one of the chickens escaped from the farm and came to town. When he came to town, he was going through the city and he saw a big sign, KFC. He saw chicken wings. He said, what? Drumsticks. He saw Galito's chicken. He saw, what other chicken shop do you have here?
Chicken.
Nando's.
Nando's.
He could not believe his eyes. He rushed back to the farm and came to tell the other chickens. Hey! Do you know what I saw in town? Our body parts are for sale. Our body parts are for sale. People have specialized in our wings. And the other chicken said, don't believe this rubbish. We are having a good life here. Who is kinder than this farmer? We have medicine. We have food. We have water. Don't listen to this mad chicken who is telling us fairy tales. How many can think a little bit more than the chicken? Do you think the chickens are thinking of where they will be tomorrow? Yeah. That is why God made you a man or a woman. With a brain. Where you can think and ask yourself, where will you be? Where will you be? Where will be your home? Is there a life after this life? It's a question. But when you are stupid, as stupid as a chicken, and your brain is as small as a chicken, you will never think about such things. Yes, you will never think about the future. That is why God is asking you today, can I reason with you?
Yes.
Where are your fathers? Where are your friends? Where did they go when they died? You know, do you remember the day Princess Diana died? She died on the Sunday. On that Sunday, I went to a hotel and I met a man in the lobby and I asked the man, we were all watching on television the news about Princess Diana. It was up there. I asked him, do you believe in God?
And he
said, you know, today I've been thinking, is there a God? Because everybody was shocked. Where is Princess Diana today? Where is Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson,
where are all the people who died? Your sisters, your brothers, your fathers. Then he said something, you know. He said, I was wondering, are we just a piece of meat that when you die, you are dead. There's nothing. No. I have some news for you. All dead people are still alive. All dead people are still alive. Yeah. Every single dead person you know is still alive. But is alive in a place where they cannot contact you. There are some prisons which do not allow human contact. Forever. Even when they bring you food, you don't have to see them.
Yes.
Think about it. I think about it. One of my best friends, I used to play ball with him.
He's
dead. He died when we were children. Where did he go? Where is he?
Okay.
Have you thought about it? One day I went to a prison. I saw so many people in the prison. And I thought, you see, let's reason. If human beings can make a place to keep people whom they think are not good for society, say, stay here. Do you think God cannot make a place to keep people who do not behave properly? Start thinking, my friend. The great Nelson Mandela is somewhere today.
Nelson Mandela, yo itagaleng lefatshe lotlhe o gongwe
gompieno.
Yeah.
The first president of Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah, He's also somewhere.
President Ghana Kwame Nkrumah.
Any dead person you know is somewhere.
Motho yo mongwe le mongwe yo mo itseng gompieno go na le kwa leng teng.
Where will you be?
Wena o tla bole kae?
Where will you be?
Wena o tla bole kae?
Hmm.
Eh.
Now,
Janong he.
Let us reason together.
A re tlotle.
Though your sin is red like scarlet, it shall be white as wool. Can you go to heaven with all your sins? How many here are sinners? Do you have sinners in private? One, two, three, four, six. 18 sinners in Vryburg.
Mo Vryburg 18 nyana hela e leng ba dira DB.
Hey. How many here have told a lie before? Lies.
Baba kae mo ba tle ba bua maka.
What about the pastors on the stage?
Ba rudi bone.
Hey. Let me ask another question. I want to discuss with you. How many here have told more than 100 lies since you were born?
100.
What about pastors? Have you told 100 lies? Look at the pastors. Do you think liars will go to heaven? The Bible says all liars are in the lake of fire. So how can anybody in Freiburg go to heaven? You yourself have admitted that you have told more than 100 lies now.
When I self unto amuhala kuru ubuile maga afitang 100.
How many have been jealous before?
Kibala kabatle ba namo na ba jealous itamutu.
Upstairs at the back there, jealousy.
Lugu di mo na.
What about the pastors? Wow! So what do we have in Freiburg?
Jano renaling mo Freiburg.
Jealous liars.
Baki baba mona.
Freiburg is full of jealous liars.
Freiburg ya pumpuma ke baki baba mona.
How many of you? I'm reasoning with you.
Kya
God says, come and let's discuss your future. How many of you are thieves? Wait, let me ask you in another way.
Okay.
How many of you have stolen something before? Upstairs, you've stolen something before. When you steal something, what are you? What are you when you steal? A thief. So how many are thieves? What about on the stage? How many on the stage are thieves?
Hey!
How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? Yeah. So what do we have in
Freiburg?
Jealous,
mona,
liars, and thieves.
Yeah.
Come, let us reason together. Yes.
Hey.
Now listen.
Reza.
How many of you have committed fornication before? Sleeping with somebody is not your husband, is not your wife. Some of you must lift up two hands and one of your legs. Upstairs, I can't see your hand. What about the pastors? Close your eyes. I'm going to ask the pastors. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. You are not closing your eyes. I will not ask the pastor. Wow. Come, let us reason together. The Bible says there is none righteous. No, not even one. Nobody can say that you are righteous. Nobody can say that you are righteous. So now God is asking you, come and let us reason together. Though your sins are red, your sins are so many. Red like scarlet. Red like the pastor's tie. Like this color. Red. Your sins are red like this. They shall be white like his shirt. White. Wow!
Wow!
How can that be possible? How can that be possible? That is why salvation is the greatest miracle that can ever happen to you.
There is
nothing greater than to be saved and to have your sins washed away. It's a great miracle for your sins to be forgiven. You know, one day, one of my church members, he went out to work. But he came home early. And his wife was not expecting him to come home early. When he came home, he did not knock because he had his own key. When he opened the door, there, his wife was sleeping with another man, and they were both naked like a banana.
Hey.
So, later, are you listening? Quiet, listen to me. I'm telling you something. I'm reasoning with you. When they came to the pastors, we knew that the marriage was finished. The husband will say, I don't finish. Bye-bye. So when they came, we were looking at the husband. What do you say? We don't know what to say. The husband stood up. He said, I like my wife. No problem. Whatever she has done, I forgive her. And he hugged her. And she was, I'm not worthy. But he said, I like you. It's okay. It's okay. Hey. That's a miracle. Is that not a miracle? It's a great miracle.
Yes.
A great miracle. I know another man, he went. He found a prostitute. You know, he was a pastor. And he had this beautiful wife. Nobody knew where she was from. Everybody thought she was from somewhere, but she was not from anywhere. But one day, somebody found who she was. She used to be a prostitute. The pastor ministered to her. She gave her life to Jesus. And he took her. She became pure. And he said, I like you. I'll marry you. You have slept with more than 5,000 men.
Hey.
Hey. It's okay. It is a great miracle for your sins to be forgiven. I said it's a great miracle. It's a great miracle. That's why God is saying, though your sin is red like scarlet, red like crimson,
God
is going to clean it and it's going to change into white. Yes.
Hey.
Christianity is the only religion which offers you the washing of your sins. All the other religions, they offer you prayers. Prayers. Go to church. Do this. Do that. But Jesus, he says, the day before he died on the cross, he took a cup and he said, this cup is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins of the whole world. You see, God so loved the world. You ask yourself, God so loved the world. Why should God love you? Look at you. Tell your neighbor. Look at you. Why should God love you? Yeah. The Bible says God commended his love to us, in that while we were yet sinners, when we were filthy, Christ died. Christ liked us when we were so very bad.
Bebele ya re modimo o re romeletse le rato la gagwe re ne re le mo maemong a tlhabisang dithong re le leswe re leswa hetse me a re rata re le mo maemong ao.
Yes.
Hey.
God is saying, if you say no,
modimo re ga re nyaya,
what will you do? How will you get rid of your sins? When you die and you stand before God, you see yourself. Lies.
2,785 lies.
Fornication.
6,764.
Jealousy.
593.
And more sins. And God will say,
how?
What will you say? If you say no to Jesus, what are your options? What are your options? Hey, what are your options? What are your options? What will you do with all that? Look, me, I'm preaching. I have told lies. All the things I ask, every sin, I am guilty. What can I say when I see God look at me? You know, God commended his love to you in private. While you are a sinner, Christ loves you and Christ died for you. There are people here, you've killed somebody before, but the police didn't catch you. You are a murderer, a liar, a thief, a wicked person. You think God does not see? Man may not see, but God sees everything. You can escape from man, but you can't escape from God. What are your options? What will you do? When God says, I love you, you say, oh no, I don't need God. I just need to smoke. I need to take drugs. I need money. Say, God loves you. Oh, I don't need God. You need God.
Hey.
One day, there was a very beautiful girl. Every boy liked her. But one day she had an accident. She dived into the swimming pool. But she didn't know that the swimming pool was shallow. So her head hit the floor and broke the neck. And she became paralyzed. After that, she was in a wheelchair. Nobody liked her anymore. Who will like you? Who will like you in your state? Who will like how you are? Look at how we are. You are spiritually filthy. Sick. And God come and say, I like you. And you say, I don't need you. Anyway, this girl was in a
wheelchair.
One day, a Chinese man came. And he said, I don't like any girl except this girl in the wheelchair who cannot move her arms or her legs. So the Chinese man came and said, I love you, baby. What will you say? Oh, Chinese eyes. I don't need Chinese eyes. My children will have Chinese eyes.
Hey!
Is that what you will say? You will say, hey! Who will ever like me? Somebody like me? She couldn't believe it. I also couldn't believe it. God commanded. Look, God showed his love in that while we were terrible, he says, you know, I don't even like these angels. I like these people.
Modimo rometse lerato la gago gore ere ga ne re santse re le mo semo se se mashwe a re rate a sa buika ba engele a bua ka rona.
So the Chinese man,
me ona mo China,
kissed her
a musuna.
And he married her.
Amonyan.
He said,
Ari,
it's a strange relationship because my wife cannot do anything. He said, but this is what I like. She cannot lift the hand, the leg. He said, this is. So he married her in the wheelchair. Carried her in the wheelchair. Put on a wedding ring. Took her to his house. 2 years or 1 year later. The girl who cannot move her leg. She was pregnant. Hey, clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow.
Amen.
This is love. This is love. And this is how God's love is. Yeah. He loves. I don't know why. Do you know why? I cannot explain. But God is telling you tonight. Come and let us reason together. Though your sin is red like scarlet. I will take care of it. And so God sent Jesus to die on the cross for you and me. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Blood is the only thing that can wash sins away. Our pastor's tie.
Wow.
There is only one thing that you can pour and it will become white. The Bible says the life, Leviticus 17 verse 11, the life or the power is in the blood. And I have given the blood to you for an atonement for your soul. And that is why Jesus came. That's why he didn't preach till he was 90 years old.
No,
because his preaching could not save you. It was his blood that could wash away your sins. It
was his blood.
So he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for the whole of South Africa. Yes. And as many as received, and as many as believed, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Tonight, look at this. The blood has been shed for you, for me. What options do you have? Nothing. Nothing. You have only one option. Like the Chinese girl. What options do you have? Nothing. Only Jesus. And wash away my 100 lies. How many want Jesus' blood to wash you? One day you will be glad that the blood of Jesus washed away your sins. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. If you land before God and you don't receive Jesus, God will ask you, you didn't hear about my son? You didn't hear about my son? I can't understand how you come here without receiving my son. I sent my son to die for you. What is wrong with you? How can you come here without being washed by the blood of Jesus? Tonight, listen carefully. Jesus is standing right here. His blood is ready to wash every single person here
and cleanse
you and write your name in the book of life. How many of you tonight want Jesus to wash away your sins? If you want Jesus to wash away your sins tonight, stand on your feet and lift your hand up. If you don't need Jesus to wash away your sins, don't stand up and don't lift your hand. But if you want Jesus to wash your sins, then your hand must be up. Far away in the corner over there, wherever you are, lift your hand if you want the blood of Jesus to wash away. This is my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of many. Let us pray. We pray in English first. Everybody pray with me in English. Those who have lifted your hands, say, close your eyes. Don't think of anybody. Say, Jesus.
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 Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
Tonight.
Tonight,
I come to the cross.
I come to the cross.
I come to you, Jesus.
I come to you, Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
for my sins.
For my sins.
I am sorry
for my sins.
I have done many, many bad things.
Oh Jesus,
please have mercy,
on me.
I have lied.
I'm
stealing.
Killing.
Jealousy.
Forgive me.
I am sorry
for many things
that I have done.
Oh God,
have mercy on me.
From tonight,
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus
as my Savior,
as my Master.
Oh God,
have mercy on me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For receiving me tonight.
I am so sorry.
What I have done in the past.
Tonight.
Say tonight.
Tonight.
I am turning around.
I am
coming to Jesus.
Though my sin is red.
Red like scarlet. Please make me white as wool.
Please wash me with your blood.
The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me tonight.
From my sin.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
Please write my name tonight.
In the book of life.
Lord Jesus.
My name is.
Mention your name. My name is.
Please write this name.
In the book of life.
Tonight.
I am registering now.
In the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
For hearing my prayer tonight.
From today.
Everybody say from today.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I am washed by the blood of Jesus.
Lift your two hands, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father,
for saving me,
for washing me
with your precious blood.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
You have loved me, Lord.
You have been kind to me.
I receive you.
I accept you.
Tonight,
as my Master
and my King
and my Savior,
thank you, Jesus,
for your power,
to save me today.
Wave your hands, say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus,
for what you have done for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Changing me
tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing.
Your turn.
Lead them in your land.
Upstairs, at the back there.
Wait.
The last rows. Don't talk to anybody.
There's a man standing there.
Don't talk to anybody.
This
is a holy moment
of
salvation.
Don't
tempt somebody to
hell.
Lift your hands. Your turn.
Morena Jesu yo siameng. Ke utlwile lefoko la gago. O bua le pelo ya me. Gore le ga di bitsame di hibitse di le jaaka kgodu e khibidu gore wena madi a gago a lekane sentle go ntlhatswa mo dibeng tsotlhe le go ntira mosiame. Ke bula pelo ya me ke a go amogela jaaka morena le mophulusi go tloga fano gompieno le go ya ka bosakhutling. Gompieno ke pholositswe ke ngwana wa Modimo. Kwala leina la me mo bukeng ya botshelo gore ka lengwe la malatsi ga maina a bidiwa le la me le bidiwe. Ke a go leboga rara ka Kereste Jesu moreno wa rona. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now lift your right hand like this, everybody. Everybody. Those gentlemen sitting over there, stand up back. Lift your hand. Say after me, Satan.
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 Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I will not follow you again.
I will not follow you again.
Satan.
Satan.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
From today.
From today.
Me and you is finished.
Me and you is finished.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I am following Jesus Christ.
I am following Jesus Christ.
Satan.
Satan.
Listen very carefully.
Listen very carefully.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I reject you.
I reject you.
I refuse you.
I refuse you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
And I will serve God.
And I will serve God.
Jesus is my Savior.
Jesus is my Savior.
And Jesus is my Master.
And Jesus is my Master.
Wave your two hands like this. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Take your book, your book. Take your book like this. Everybody take your book out. And wave your book like this. With your two hands. Wave your book. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow.
Satan has lost control over your life. Hallelujah.
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 Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, there is a special power conference here for all those who have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior tonight. You are going to be taught the Word of God as a new believer. That teaching will help to establish you. And also you are going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to live as a Christian. And the power of God will be here to heal you also. It's a miracle service. So if you have received Jesus Christ tonight, it's very important for you to be here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to be taught the Word of God. The counselors of this campaign will also be here tomorrow morning to take down your address and your details to follow you up. So make sure you are here for the power conference tomorrow morning.
8 o'clock.
Amen.
God bless you.
It's time for miracles. I said it's time for miracles. I want to ask those who are moving at the back, Please, do not move. Do not walk. Those at the back. When you walk out, you are disturbing the service. It would have been better that you didn't come. That you come and start walking out and cause confusion everywhere. So don't come and walk out in the middle, please. You prevent people from being saved and you prevent people from being healed. I'm speaking to those at the back who are walking out. Do not go out. We will finish in a few minutes. Please, try to follow instructions. It is a blessing. One day you will also need a miracle. Amen.
Amen.
How many believe that Jesus also died to heal you from your sickness and your problem?
The
Bible says that by his wounds, we are healed. By his wounds, we are healed. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever sickness you came here with, Jesus is a wonderful healing Jesus. When I first gave my life to Jesus, I thought he was only a preaching Jesus. But after some time, I found out that Jesus Christ is also a healing Jesus. I am a doctor, medical doctor. Many of us doctors, if you bring us an eye problem, we will say, go to the eye doctor. If you bring a woman's gynecological problem, we will say, go to the woman doctor. If you bring a mental person, we will say, go to the psychiatry mental sickness doctor. But Jesus, the other name is Jehovah Rophi, the Lord who is the healer. That is why when Jesus met the blind man, he didn't say, go to the pastor for blind people. When he met a madman, he didn't say, go to the mental department. When he met a woman who was pleading for 12 years, he didn't say, go away to the doctor for women. He healed them all. The madman. The madman who was naked, that was the day he met Jesus, was the day that he put on clothes. Tonight, every nakedness in your life will be covered. The woman who had a problem for 12 years, when she met Jesus Christ, that was the end of bleeding. Tonight, every woman here will be healed. In Jesus' name. When he met the blind Bartimaeus, he said, be opened. And his eyes were opened. Tonight, with great respect for God, Wherever you are, I want you to know that He is here. Yes. I cannot heal anybody. If I could heal people, I would go to the Freiburg General Hospital tonight and discharge every single patient. If I could heal people, that is what I would do. No question. Yeah. No doctor in this town will have work after tonight. I cannot heal anybody. I can only pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
And I know God will touch you,
because
He's a healing Jesus. And He's here to heal you today. Whatever problem you have tonight, put your hand there. If it is your eyes, put your hand on your
head.
If it is your leg, somebody here, you cannot walk, but tonight you are going to walk. You cannot see, put your hand on your eyes. You have a pain, put your hand where the pain is. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing
Jesus.
A healing Jesus.
He's
healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a healing Jesus. Father, thanks a million for your great power and presence that is here now. You are walking up and down in the midst of us. Heal. I rebuke demons. Come out. In Jesus' name. Eyes. Open. Lame.
Mauto.
Rise and be healed. Pain.
Pain.
Disappear.
Nyelela.
Tumors. Cancers.
Kankere.
Lumps.
Zif.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Come out. Receive your healing right now. Wherever you are standing, whatever problem you came with, the hand of Jesus is upon you right now. Father, thank you for your mercy. Jesus, thanks for your healing. Thanks for your mercy. We give you thanks, Lord. Lift your hand right now and thank God for miracles. What wonderful miracle.
It's
the Lord that healeth us. I am that healer. I am the Lord, your healer. I said my word. I said my word, and I healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Right now, whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it. That's it. That's it. That's it. You couldn't walk. Rise. And be healed. You couldn't see. It has happened. Somebody you couldn't hear. Pop, your ear is open. Receive it right now. Miracles are taking place. All over around this place. Father, thank you. Thank you for many, many miracles tonight. Thank you for your power. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. The power of the Holy Spirit is here. Jesus is healing you right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for so many wonderful things that are taking place. Pain in the back. Healings everywhere on this great field tonight. Right now, Father, we thank you. Right now, as you are standing here, how many of us have received a touch from God tonight? God has touched you tonight. Father, thank you for so many wonderful miracles and blessings. Right now, wherever you are standing, if God has healed you, if God has done something for you, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear, but now you can hear. You had a problem when you were coming, but now you can see. Something has happened. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are standing, if God has done something, I want you to come quickly. Come to the front. Come to the side here. Quickly, quickly. Just walk to the front over here on the side. If God has done something, maybe you couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear. Come quickly, quickly. Where you are, come. Come. Wow. Wonderful miracles are happening. Miracles are taking place. Come to the front here. Right now. Right now. Something wonderful is happening. Please make a way for the people. Make a way for the people. God has touched you tonight. Come. Quickly, please make a way for the people all the way to the front here. Come. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something fantastic is happening right now. Quickly. 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 You tonight. Come now. Come. Somebody had a lump in your breast. Check it. It's disappeared. Breast lump in your breast. It's gone. Wow, look at the wheelchair. Miracles in Freiburg. Jesus is doing fantastic miracles. Wherever you are tonight, the power of the Holy Ghost is moving. Quickly. Quickly, come. Come. You couldn't walk. Now you can walk. You couldn't see. Now you can see. You couldn't hear. Now you can hear. Something has happened. You had a pain. You had a lump. God has done something. Jesus is alive. Then come quickly. Somebody over there, you couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand. Where are you? There. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand quickly. Who is that? You couldn't see, but now you can see. Wonderful. Wonderful. There is There's another person with another lamp in your breast. Somebody said, how do I know? That is what is called in the Bible the word of knowledge. Receive your healing now. You were supposed to die of breast cancer, but you will not die. You will not die. I said you will not die. You will not die. Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Tonight, the power of God is at work tonight.
Wow.
This young girl has been bleeding without any cause for 2 weeks. Continually bleeding. Tonight, when you pray, she put her hand in the lower abdomen and the bleeding has ceased. She felt within her that the bleeding has ceased.
She felt it.
She felt it. 2 weeks.
What happened?
Like when the pastor was busy praying, I could feel the miracle of God happening within me. The blood just stopped.
And the blood really, just stopped.
It just stopped right now.
Wow.
And you could feel it flowing for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. And the doctors couldn't see what's wrong with me.
Yes.
Do you remember the woman in the Bible, the woman in the Bible, she was bleeding and she came and touched the hem of his garment and she felt in herself she was whole. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Felt in herself.
Wow.
The flow has stopped. She's crying.
Wow.
Wow.
Why are you crying, my dear?
It has really troubled me.
Has really troubled
you. Past 2 weeks. It was painful.
Jesus.
I really thought that I was going to die very soon.
Because
due to my blood count. But now I believe that I'm safe again.
Wow.
Give Jesus a mouth.
for 4 years, he was tied to this. Tonight, you brought freedom through the word you preached. The power of God has come over him. Someone who was taking steps with this can now walk. Look at that.
The lady who was with him.
Utle asa maka selose.
E pasta motong khabela.
Ke tlele. Oh, I came together with her.
Are you his wife?
His sister-in-law.
In-law.
Yeah.
And what happened, sir?
Who rile?
Me put was there be se kane khalofa ding.
My feet were painful and I couldn't walk.
So how were you walking with this? How was it before?
Show us. Face on.
This is different from a walking stick. Do it again, let's see. This is how he was. Wow. And now, walk without a let's see.
Somebody
shout
hallelujah. Wheelchair.
She came here tonight in this wheelchair. Tonight the power of God has touched her. She's walking.
Walk, let's see. Come on. She's taking steps. Oh. Wow. Come on. Holy Ghost power. Idea. Bring me the wheelchair. What happened to you? Tell her.
I can't talk English properly.
Yeah, speak your language. Afrikaans?
Yeah,
Afrikaans. Spreken. How do you?
Praat Afrikaans.
Ek het 4 jaar, wat ek swak loop. Ek het was goed gewas, toe haal ek hulle af, en toe ek met die was goed loop, toe val ek. Al twee my enkels is breek en toe krak my been op en dan het gaan ek hospitaal toe hulle vat x-ray en daar het ek nou vir 3 maande lê ek aan ding is 3 jaar lê ek aan die been. Daar val ek 3 keer hier op hierdie dag sê wat my liggaam moet dra en ek gaan weer hospitaal toe vir x-ray en die persoon wat die x-ray gepraat vat het sê daar is bewys niks nie. Ja, daar wees niks dat ek gekrak het nie. Maar ek voel ek het gebreek ook hierkant. Want my hele lichaam begin goed so. Nou so toe versleg my hele lichaam. 3 weke van hierdie week af gaan ek hospitaal toe, want ek het baie pijn. Ek kon nie my armse beweeg. Ek het strook hier in my arm gekry en die trek hier oor. Is net my vingers wat kan beweeg.
Dan what happened tonight? Tonight what happened?
Wat het vanaand gebeur, ma?
Vanaand het ek so 'n snakse gevoel gekry in hierdie arm trek styf. En die hand kon nie reg opkom nie, ek moet so maak. En daar's mense wat gesien het, ek sit so om die hand te help. En skielik daar stoot ek al twee my hande op.
Wat?
En my kinders weet, ek het nie my hande gebruik nie. Vir 4 jaar.
4 jaar?
Ja. Het ek nie. Nou toe ek hospitaal toe gaan, toe sê die dokter vir my, dinge, ek kan nie meer.
She couldn't do what?
She says that she couldn't use her hands for 4 years and she had a stroke in one hand moving to the right hand. But tonight something happened and she felt the power and she could use her hands all of a sudden.
Wow. And she was in this wheelchair?
Yes.
Why were you in the wheelchair?
Because I can't walk properly.
I fell.
Wow. Is it better tonight?
Was very heavy.
Very heavy.
When I go on bed, I must with my head, I must just sit down. Yeah.
She said she had to struggle to get on the bed because the leg was very heavy.
Walk, let's see, come.
May still say yeah, say yeah, say yeah.
That's your pastor.
This pastor can tell you how did I work. I couldn't work.
You couldn't walk?
Yeah.
Walk, let's see.
May still say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah.
What is that?
If I walk, my one leg moves to the backwards.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus, for your power tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this man was working 2 years ago. He's a farmer. And soil entered his left ear and became deaf. He's not been able to hear through this ear for 2 years. Only in this ear.
Reo obereka ko placing ona bereka move o tsena mo tsebendi ngwa tsepedi ga antsa sa utlusepe ka tsebeye.
Tonight as you prayed, his left ear just popped open and he began to hear whatever was going on through the left ear.
Is it true?
Gompieno ga rapela.
What happened?
I couldn't hear. Totally. I use only this one.
You use only this one?
Yeah, this one. Close. You must be closer and then I can hear you.
I must be closer?
Yeah.
Close the good one. Hold this. Somebody help me. Okay. What he says. Close it well.
Jesus.
Wow. It was closed. Totally.
Sebeye ine sa utlu gotlhelele ona sa utlu ka sebeye.
Close it again. Okay.
Itswale gat.
I am healed.
Wow. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty The Bible says the deaf hear, the blind see,
that's right.
The lame walk.
That's right.
He was deaf. He can hear. Give Jesus a shout.
Evangelist was playing and she broke this leg. Could not move without this. Leg was heavy. She could not bend it. After the prayer, she just realized that she could walk.
Without me.
What,
my
dear?
Ah.
Wave at your friend.
Discovered a lump in her breast near her
armpit.
She was supposed to have surgery. She was supposed to have surgery.
Wow.
But tonight, Evangelist, the power of God came over her. The lump has disappeared. The lump has disappeared.
Jesus is healing breast lumps tonight. Did you examine her?
I examined her breast. There is no lump.
This is a medical doctor from Memphis, United States. She came specially for the crusade right here in Freiburg. And you examined, this is a doctor from America. You examined?
I examined her. There is no lump in her breast.
Are you telling the truth, doctor? Tell the truth.
I'm telling the truth. I could not find a lump in
his breast. Give Jesus a mighty shout. Why are you very, very happy?
Because the power of God helped me to heal. Because it was difficult for me to wave my hand like
that. Really? Most lumps of the breast come in the outer. 75% of the lumps are on this side here. Every lady, put your hand on your breast. Let me pray for your breast. Father, we block every breast cancer, breast sickness, future sickness, death by breast disease in the name of Jesus. You will die, but not from breast cancer. In the name of Jesus. Wow. I like to pray for breast future because it is now the commonest thing in women.
Cancer.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, when this boy is 15 years old, he went mad.
He went what?
He went mentally. Became mad, yes. He has never been able to respond to his name from that day. He is now 26. You don't call him for him to ever respond. Evangelist, when you said, lift up your hands and pray, to his mother's surprise, his son got up and lifted his hand.
Wow.
For me, he could understand what you were saying. And when they finished and they asked him his name, today is the first time he's mentioning his own name.
Mama, talk to him, let's see. Mama,
I also,
as I came here, this left hand was very painful. I couldn't lift it. I had a terrible pain and I was bleeding. But today, now I'm healed and I can feel that I'm totally healed.
Wow. Do you know that mental illness, do you know that medical doctors have no cure?
You know?
2,000 years after Jesus healed the madman of Gadara, they just give you medicine to calm you down. Stretch out your hand towards this boy.
Father,
thank you, Lord. Thanks for mercy for this young man. In Jesus'
name. He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name.
Doctor, what is this?
Amazing. Evangelist, 6 months ago, this lady had a lump in her right breast. So she was supposed to have surgery to remove the lump yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. But the mother said she would not let her go for the surgery, but come for the campaign today. She placed her hand on the breast as you prayed. Evangelist, the lump in the right breast is vanished.
Is it true? What happened?
Yes, it's all gone. When you prayed, I said to myself, I'm going to believe in what He's doing. So that's when I said to myself, today I'm going to receive that healing that Jesus has said.
And after that, you checked.
It's all gone.
Did anybody examine her? This is a doctor.
This
is a doctor. He's a specialist. And this is also a medical doctor from Memphis. Did you examine her breast?
Evangelist, I did. I examined her breast. There is no lump in her breast.
No lump
in her breast.
I checked.
Right. I told you. Do you know that one lump in the breast can mean?
Did you know that?
Just a little lump. And tonight, Jesus is a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
The mother has also been healed. Right knee healed.
BDR, what is happening? Come this way, please.
Evangelist, this lady fell down and broke her leg. And since then, she has not been able to move without this walking stick. But tonight, the power of God came over her.
Wow.
She does not need the walking stick.
Wow.
She does not need it to walk.
Walk, let's see, my dear. Tell her to use it and walk how she used to walk before.
Mama, gebreid was it on? It's easy to say, Mama. Okay, gebreid it. So as you for geloof.
Wow. This is how you were walking.
So drop it.
I should have learned Afrikaans before I came here.
Evangelist,
Olivia,
for 20 years.
20 years?
He's good. He said that as a schoolmate.
Together!
You know him.
Yes. The school together, we're schoolmates.
Evangelist.
Yeah. Olivia, let him have
it. I was operated in 1991. I had
backbone fracture.
Back.
In 1987. And 91 I went for an operation. After that, I was using two crutches. And then, let me say this. The doctors said they are giving me 95% so that I'll be all right. And then I went, after an operation, I went for 10 years doing all right without having no problem. After that, the problem started.
What could you not do quickly? What you could not do it before?
I couldn't walk alone without crutches.
Really?
For them. And then I left the other crutches and then used one.
One.
Yes.
And you could not walk without a crutch.
Yes. And I couldn't move for about 5 meters or 10 meters without staggering. I've been staggering all along.
Wow.
Yeah. And now at least I went from that side without a crutch up until to this point.
Up here. Yes. Wow. He walked all the way from the back there. Are you surprised?
How much is?
Of course, why should I not?
Walk, let's see, walk, let's see.
Wow.
Everybody, if your little something does not work in the same way, you are not happy at all. You were a 100 meter sprinter?
I was.
Can you imagine how this man feels? He was a 100 meters.
100 meters flat.
You were also 100 meters?
No, he was a
police. I used to go to school. He was running 100 meters, the best at our school.
He was a colleague.
Walk, Jesus is healing you. Come. As you walk, you are healed on this stage. There is power on this stage. Come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Tiaboga.
What is this quickly?
Evangelist, this lady had
tomorrow night, everybody here must come to this crusade with 10 people from your house. How many know that many people are going to go to hell unless Jesus saves them? Come tomorrow with one very, very bad sinner and 9 average sinners. How many are going to do that? Doctor, what is this?
Lower abdominal pain and back pain. She could not even bend down.
Pain is gone.
The powers of God touched her.
Strength in the name of Jesus. Bidia, what is this?
8 years she needed to use.
8 years. Come on, my dear. Come on.
Tonight, what? She's healed.
She's healed.
She's healed. She's
walking without the crutches.
She's walking without the crutches.
Thanks, Jesus. Give the Lord a shout.
She was in a wheelchair. Get on this way. Tonight's the first time she's up.
Who knows her?
Come on.
Dasho.
Who?
I'm going to call my mother.
You're going to call your mother?
Yeah.
Who is your mother? Mother? Where is your mother? Where is her mother?
Mama,
what happened to you? Has something happened to you?
I was born like this.
Has something happened? Has God touched you? Are you healed? Is there something different? Afrikaans.
Is there East first girl?
Wat het verander?
As a mother. No, she was born like this.
As I even verander het.
Has something changed? Has God touched her? Do you know?
No, I can see that she's yes, she's besig om self op te staan. Sy kan so teen die muur en goedjies loop.
She used to stand up against the wall, but yeah. Tonight I saw that she stood up all by herself. From the chair she stood up.
From the chair she stood up.
From the chair she just stood up.
Many of these things is the beginning of a miracle.
Hallelujah.
Stretch your hand towards this.
Yes.
One day you'll need a miracle too. One day you'll need a miracle. Jesus, only you can heal. The doctors have done this. Everybody look. This is up to where doctors can help. This is the maximum. Yes. You have been to doctor on doctor on doctor. This is the best. So why should we not pray for them? Why should we not pray? Yes, we'll pray. Father, thanks that you are a healing Jesus. We pray for your mercy, Lord.
Evangelist, 7 years ago, this woman fell and injured her left shoulder.
There is somebody who could not see, but now you can see.
Somebody,
check yourself quickly.
She could not move the arm because of the injury to the left shoulder.
Is it true? What happened? You couldn't do what?
Yeah, long ago, 7 years back.
You couldn't do what? Tswana, how do you say Tswana?
Tswana, mama.
Shaba.
You couldn't do what?
Yeah,
I couldn't do
what?
Today.
Today? Wow.
Take my hands like this.
You do what?
Well, today, I was always like this. This hand helped this.
This hand helped this.
Today, not.
Today. Today. Listen, show
up.
Wow! What is this called? What is this?
She could have developed what you call traumatic osteoarthritis or adhesive capsulitis.
Wow.
From trauma to the shoulder joint.
Trauma to the
trauma,
shoulder?
Trauma, yes, can cause what you call the frozen shoulder syndrome.
Frozen shoulder syndrome.
From trauma. And she used to use the right hand to lift.
And the doctor say it's any money. Lot money.
Money.
Yes, I have an appointment to the doctor.
She has an appointment, and the doctor said she needs a lot of money.
Yes.
For this. Tonight, Jesus has healed you. Tonight, Jesus has healed you free.
Just for this season.
She needs a lot of money. This lady used to hold one like this, isn't it? Let me hold your bag for you.
Hold your bag.
Before. But now.
Yes, I know her.
What do you know about her?
In the condition, I was not very much aware of her, but now I can see that she's very free.
Wow.
Seeing her in her house as she was working.
Wow.
She was not using her hand very well. I know her very well. She stays at Kashe Street. She is the mother of one of my members who's passed on. But we thank God for what God has done.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Strength in the name of the Lord. Tomorrow night is the last night. How many of you promised you are going to bring? How many sinners are you going to bring here tomorrow night?
One.
One very bad one.
Yes.
And nine. average. Lift your hand, let me pray for you. You are going to be an evangelist for Freiburg. Father, anoint your children to win the souls of Freiburg. We refuse to allow Freiburg to the hands of demons and evil spirits and drugs and violence and murder. In the name of Jesus, heal this city. Thanks, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Strengthen the name of the Lord.
Crowds of lies.
Jesus. To see this man.
To see this man from Galilee.
Jesus.
Just a child.